The United States economy hit a major milestone recently. At 121 months in length, we are officially into the longest period of economic expansion since record-keeping began in the 1850s. Now, although the next recession may not be as severe as the Great Recession of 2008, one will eventually happen. The Hawaii Budget and Policy Center just released a report detailing how Hawaii was impacted by that recession and how we can prepare for the next one. Beth Giesting is the group's director, and she discussed the findings with HPR's Ryan Finnerty.
We certainly are not predicting another recession anytime immediately, and we are certainly hoping that it isn't of the magnitude of the Great Recession. But there are some signs that things are weakening. Here in Hawaii, we are seeing the unemployment rate is creeping up. There are more bankruptcies that have been filed. Hotel occupancy is down, and that's always a telling sign for us. Home sales have softened. And then on the national level, there is a lot of volatility in the stock market, and there is that yield curve inversion where short-term interest rates are higher than long-term interest rates. So all of those indicate that we should be cautious.
And you made a good point earlier that that not every recession is as big or as severe as the Great Recession. But what were some of the impacts to Hawaii from that event? And what should we be concerned about going forward as inevitably another recession will come?
Well, I think the reason we were so interested in this issue is that we know that recessions hurt lower income workers the most, people who are not making real big wages or who are working hourly. And so we're very concerned about them. And of course, also victims, if you will, of recessions are state government because their resources are reduced by recessions. And there are also a lot more demands placed on them because people's needs go up. So we were really concerned about what happened during the last time and feel strongly that now is the time for our policymakers and other state leaders to be thinking about reviewing what happened during the Great Recession and coming up with some priorities and plans to try to make sure that we have as good outcomes as we can possibly get the next time we have to tighten our belts. So some of the things that did happen during the Great Recession, I think for starters, the visitor industry saw very major impacts. There were about 1 million fewer visitors from one year to the next. And the fewer visitors also reduced their lengths of stay. So there were 9 million fewer visitor days as the recession progressed. And that took $3 billion, with a B, $3 billion out of our economy. So that was really tough. Of course, the visitor industry supports a lot of jobs. And the unemployment rate increased from about just under 3% to an average of 7% during the recession. But I also note that unemployment rates were much higher on neighbor islands than they were on Oahu, and particularly on the Big Island, with the average 10% unemployment for a very long time during the last recession. There were about 44,000 jobs lost during the recession, and about half of them were related to visitor industry, retail, services, the kinds of jobs that really depend on people coming and spending tourist dollars. But there was also a big impact on construction, and about 1 in 4 construction jobs disappeared during the recession, too.
Wow, that's huge.
Yeah, very.
You mentioned, Beth, that the state government ended up bearing a lot of the brunt of the recession. What are some of the lessons that our elected officials or appointed officials could learn from this report in preparing for the next recession?
Well, I think the first thing to recognize is that when the economy goes into decline, tax receipts are going to be much reduced. First, Income tax is going to be reduced, and then with less economic activity, there's going to be a big decrease in general excise tax receipts, and those are the big sources of income here. So when you have less money, and during the recession, the first year of the recession, tax receipts decreased by $500 million, and they stayed in the doldrums between 2009 until 2012. So there was a good 4 or 5 years that tax receipts were really low. And when the tax receipts are low, then government needs to cut its costs, and that's really tough. Some of the things that we did, you'll recall Furlough Fridays, I think, and that had its good sides as well as its bad, by keeping on state workers, even if it's with reduced hours, that improved the situation by not increasing unemployment and had more people who are working and contributing and so forth. But when we didn't discriminate among the services that we were providing and we just passed out the furloughs evenly across all state agencies, I think that that was not a particularly well thought out strategy, because the furlough Fridays resulted in our school kids losing about a month of instructional time, which is a really serious effect on their futures, as well as their parents, who had to try to figure out what they were going to do when their kids were out of school for such an extended period of time. And I think that, you know, maybe if the effects had been reserved for, say, the Department of Transportation, most people would not have noticed as much.
The report mentions that one of the consequences of making sure there were no layoffs of the state workforce was that state funding to nonprofits was cut pretty drastically, and that those organizations ended up having to lay people off and reduce services. What was the impact of that?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because that was a really important issue as well. The state contracts with a number of nonprofit agencies to provide the state's services. And these are very efficient and effective and based in the community. And I think that there was a tendency for the state to see them as kind of the first programs that could be cut when the state budget had to go. But the problem is that that meant that many services that are provided in the community for all kinds of health, human services, mental health, family supports, all kinds of things were lost, and that has had a very lasting impact to services in the community, to the nonprofit organizations themselves, and I think to the detriment of the state. One of the things that was particularly disturbing was when we saw how many cuts there were to our mental health services.
And I imagine there's a pretty significant lag between even when the recession ends and we start hiring new people and bringing those services back and funding for those. That's not just something that can be brought back up to speed overnight.
Yeah, very definitely. And for those nonprofits that lost services, some of them were statewide and had to cut offices across the state. They had to reduce their capacity in all kinds of ways. And that, of course, you lose a lot of experienced people who are best able to provide the services. And so it does take a long time to rebuild from that. But the lag time, I think, is an important issue, too, for state government. And that is that once we don't know that we're in a recession until after it's already started. So by the time you actually see the effects, the recession is well underway, and the recovery is also on a lag time. So you don't actually start bringing in the tax receipts and be able to increase your state services again until a couple of years later. So the recession officially started in December 2007. It didn't really show up as a big effect in state budgets until 2009. And then the recession supposedly was over in 2009, but the state budget didn't really recover until 2012.
So it's something that you really have to be proactive about and prepare for, much like preparing for a hurricane or something like that before it pops up on the radar.
Yes, absolutely. And I think that the severity of the last recession really should give all policymakers pause and help frame the kinds of discussions they should be having now. And we think that the most important thing to do is to come up with a plan and a priority list for essential services. Let's make sure that whatever we cut, we try to preserve the things that are most important to state residents and to the future and well-being of our state going forward.
Well, we'll have to leave it at that. Beth Geesting of the Hawaii Budget and Policy Center, thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you, Ryan.
And you can read the Recession in Review report at hawaiipublicradio.org.